Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
This is the best. Oh my goodness. The things, if you could see what goes on behind the scenes before a show starts, you would kill yourself laughing. I am Heather, and this is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. By the way, you're always welcome to come over to the chat room and see what's happening behind the scenes. You just go to the website and go chat room. Today, my friends, it's the middle of January. Can you believe it? Time. It passes at the same speed, as far as I'm aware, unless you're making quantum jumps. But at the same time, sometimes it seems fast and sometimes it seems slow. And here we are in the middle of January. And how do you feel? It's been a couple of weeks since our, you know, New Year's Eve, however you chose to celebrate it or not celebrate it. Or maybe you have a different New Year's you choose to celebrate. But I feel like we're kind of always in the in-between. You're always in between what you were and what you're going to become. You're always in between the beginning and the ending until you get to the last breath anyways. And sometimes, this is what our topic is today, sometimes we feel like the in-between is like we're doing something wrong, right? So today's show is about this weird in-between space where it's not a mistake to be in the in-between, right? It's not a mistake to be between a beginning and an ending. It's like a passage. It's like it's a journey. Life is a journey, my friends. So let's take a little pause there and think about how we can stop giving ourselves a hard time about the way we think things should be. Because let me ask you this. If you get to that should be place, well, then what are you going to do? What's the rush to get there? You know, it's the in-between messy parts that when you look back over your life, you're going to think, whoa, that was pretty cool. I should have maybe spent some more time into that crazy pants place. But it is can feel uncomfortable. It can feel weird. It can feel like you don't like necessarily what's going on. Maybe if you think of like your life as your whatever's in your closet, oh, I don't like that outfit anymore. It doesn't really suit me anymore, or it doesn't quite fit anymore. Could go either way, right? But you haven't quite figured out your new style yet. Maybe you haven't quite figured out what you want to wear yet. So sometimes this shows up as weird things like, I can't rest because it's selfish. What? Why is resting selfish? Oh my gosh, I thought we were over that. Or the, if I stop, everything's going to fall apart. Oh my goodness, really? Really? That's a big burden to carry, my friend. You know, yes, there's things that maybe wouldn't go the way you wanted them to, but I have a sticker on one of my water bottles that says, yeah, but did you die? So if you did stop and rest and nothing fell apart, but it wasn't quite the way you wanted, as long as nobody died, you're good. You're good. And guilt about resting. Let's put that into the recycling pile. Just let's not even have a conversation about why that doesn't serve you. Let's just put it straight into the recycling pile. I might talk about it later anyway. But and then if you don't remember what rest feels like, my friend, I just created a new vision board recently. And I did something very interesting this year. I read it in one of the many books that I have piled on my desk. I don't remember which one. And we create these vision boards about how we visualize ourselves moving forward through a period of time, the things we want to manifest or step into or become or have happen. Everybody's got a whole different way of doing this, right? So this was a very new approach for me. I got a puzzle blank, a blank puzzle. So thank God it was still all put together because it was all white pieces. And on it, I put all the things that I want for 2026. And then, I'm an artist as well. So, I'm drawing and coloring and decorating and having fun. Then you take it all apart once it's done. And you pull out one, I might have to pull out more than one piece a day because it's a big puzzle. Take out a couple pieces a day and slowly over the year, you put that vision back together. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because one of the things on my puzzle is napping. I know, doesn't it sound crazy that I'm visualizing napping? But I am one of those people who, at one point in my life, I can remember in kindergarten when all the kids, this was a while ago when they let little kids lay on the floor. Can you imagine? You lay on the floor to take a nap. Yes, you brought your own blankie and everything, but and I would lay there looking at all these kids going, what is up with these people? How can they just lay there and nap? There's things to do. But in December, just this past December, I was really tired and worn out. And I started giving myself permission to take naps. And kaboom, suddenly I feel good. I'm productive. I'm getting more done than trying to push through. Can you imagine this? So on my vision board, it says naps are the ticket to superpower or something like that. And there's a picture of napping. So no more feeling guilty about resting because we can remember what rest feels like. And I know we're talking about the in-between, but one of the things that when I first start with someone coaching them, often what comes up, so one of the things I offer people is the alignment activation, which is a free hour with me. I mean, it's a big deal. A free hour. Now, yes, I maybe sound like I'm blowing my own horn, but it is a big deal to spend an hour with someone who can just listen to you, even if it's not me, who can just listen to you and help you see where you're stuck. And often what comes up, especially for the women I talk to, is how tired they are. And one of the first things I might throw in for them is like, hey, how about we get enough sleep on a regular basis? Imagine that. And it's not a hard thing to add into your life, right? Sometimes we're like, I can't sleep. I got so much to do. Take my word for it. Now I've done the experiment. If you actually even just take a 20-minute nap, you'll get so much more done. So what I want to reassure you is if you're in that space where you're feeling like something's moving and shifting, it's a little messy, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong. Actually, there's never anything wrong. This is the in-between space. So if you can imagine the little caterpillar that has to turn into the butterfly, I've talked about this before, the chrysalis, like the inside the chrysalis, if you looked in there, it's a disaster in there. But somehow it comes out as this gorgeous butterfly. But it has to go through that middle place, the shedding of the old and the putting on of the new wardrobe, right? It has to go through that. And I think what we want to achieve by the end of this little mind trip that I'm going on is that you want to be able to say to yourself, okay, this makes sense. Whatever's happening for you, if stuff is happening for you, you want to see, you'll say, okay, I can sit with this for a little while. Remember the everything is impermanent episode? And I'm not broken. I'm just working through something. And here's maybe how I can work through that a little more easily, right? So the in-between place, oh my goodness. I find the most interesting things happen in the in-between place. And yes, they don't always seem like the most interesting thing at the time. At the time, they can feel like a Fudgy McFudgerson moment. But Sometimes it is just the right moment. So when I think, like, one of my big in-between moments was when I was still working corporate. I was still a corporate finance executive. I was a chartered accountant, CPA. They rebranded themselves not too long, like right around the time that I was leaving. I had a house. I had a really big house in the suburbs for me and my partner and our two cats. It's interesting. I had the stock options, I had the company car, I had the whole thing. And it felt messy. It felt like something wasn't quite right. It felt like something was off. And I wasn't vibing. I wasn't feeling good. I didn't like getting up and going to work. I just, the people that I worked with were awesome. I talked to somebody recently who said that same thing to me. They said, I really like the people, but I hate my job. I'm like, well, you can stay friends with them and not work with them. But like I would not turn on my fluorescent lighting in my office because I just felt like it was, who saw Joe versus a volcano? Felt like it was sucking my life out through my eyeballs. And I didn't really know. I didn't really know what to do. Just felt like, ugh, is this how I'm going to live the next 40, 50 odd years of my life? Yes, I was some calculating back how old I was then. And, yes, CPAs make money and they have all this status and blah, blah, blah. But that wasn't really where I was feeling called to be, right? And I did decide to leave. I just, at some point, well, luckily, this was the luckily, this was something that helped me was a VP that I interacted with regularly in the kitchen. I didn't work for him. We didn't even work in the same department. We just talked a lot in the kitchen. He offered me a free pass to the yoga studio that he was practicing in. And the rest is history, as they say. But I started being that accountant type person where I was like, I'm going to do this 100% right. And that was an in-between place for me. It looked kind of messy because I'm an accountant. I'm not having the greatest time being an accountant. I'm trying to go to yoga all the time and just fill my days with yoga and work-life balance. If you've ever heard my talk on there's no such thing as work-life balance, this is part of where it came from because I was like, work is over there, and I was trying to isolate it and keep it off to the side and live the rest of my life over here. But you can't really do that. You spend a lot of time, whatever you choose to call your work or your calling or the thing that you do, it's got to be integrated into your life, right? It's got to be integrated in. So I was in this weird space where stuff was changing. I was changing. I didn't really know what was going on. I didn't know what to do. So what did I do? I quit my job and I went to India. Okay, I know that this isn't really the solution for everyone to just cut and run. I didn't really run. It seems like it from the outside. It was more like I was intensely with myself for a period of time because when you're in India and you don't speak the language and you're trying to navigate yourself through this culture and this country that is completely different and how things operate. And how things are supposed to work. It's a different vibe. And you suddenly are with you. You're 100% with you. And that's a really good place to find out what's really going on for you, is to spend your time with you in whatever way that looks like. That one of the easy ways, by the way, is to meditate. I know you've heard me say it before, Heather, goddamn with the goddamn meditation. But seriously, it doesn't have to be you sitting in lotus pose and oming. Meditation is really just being alone inside your head and watching that and then integrating, allowing what's happening without trying to change it, and then integrating that into your sense of yourself. When you get to know what's going on in here, I'm going to do an episode called The Final Frontier. This is your final frontier, right between your ears. The brain, the final frontier. I should write that down, shouldn't I? But seriously, the getting to know yourself helps you really navigate this middle part, because you can recognize the things that where you're getting in your own way. You're like, well, I'm trying to transition to something, but I'm kind of blocking myself because I keep staying in this old pattern. Not to worry, we're going to talk about this some more. But I see a little note on the side here from my friend Dana, my angel Dana, that it's time to go on a break. So while we're on a break, head on over to your favorite platform and give us a little five-star review, or a big five-star review, and come back after the break where we're going to talk some more about this. I'm Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. I'll see you in a minute.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Welcome back. I should put in cheering noises. Yes, this is Heather. We're on Illuminate Your Worth. We're talking about the messy in between. But before I forget, I did actually want to make sure that I let you know my book is coming out, my friends. Yes, we should have cheering. Yay! And you, by the way, get to come to the launch party if you're free. January the 29th, put it in your calendar. Woo, woo, January 29th, 1 p.m. Eastern time. We are having the live launch of the book. And of course, it's called Illuminate Your Worth because that's what I talk about. And it's got stories. It's got stuff in there for you. Actually, I sent out an advanced copy to one of my old clients who I haven't seen probably in a year. And she sent me an email back. They got me all verklempt. It was just like, she binge read it in like one evening. And she said, I have to go back and read it again. So there's stuff in there. There's stuff in there, my friends. Come to the launch party. But we are talking about your in-between place, right? I've had a few in-between places. I had my leaving corporate in-between place where I didn't really know what the heck I was doing or where I was going. And I went away. When I came back from India, I actually had a clearer decision. I don't know if I ever have crystal clarity. Crystal clarity. I have flashes of crystal clarity. But, and you know, I had an in-between moment when I was laying in the hospital with my stroke where I felt like I was on the right path, but my silent retreat informed me that I was just still kind of on the on ramp. I needed to get on the road. So got on the road. That might not be what your in-between looks like. You might not need to run off to India. You might not need to lay in the hospital for 3 days. Hopefully Maybe your in between is, did you ever read Eat, Pray, Love, where she's lying on the floor crying? It's like because she knew something was wrong. I have to admit, I didn't actually read the book, but I do know about that one section of it because I've read other books of hers. Maybe it's you giving yourself a hard time about things or not being able to sleep because you're overthinking things. And maybe it's disappointment with where you are versus where you thought your life was going to take you, right? It's all in between. None of it is final until we hit the final, right? We're never stuck. It's never done. I did an episode called It's Never Done. Go check that one out. But anyways, so we're talking about you're not broken. You're in the in-between place. You're in the passageway. Maybe you're just on the trail. I've started taking up these long distance hikes. So in 2024, I did the West Highland Way through Scotland, which was 96 miles. In 2025, I did the Cotswold Way in England, which was 106 miles. This summer, I'm walking through the middle of Iceland, and it's going to be shorter, much shorter, but it looks way more rugged from the pictures of it. And when I'm walking on these trails, I'm just thinking about that from my starting point to this place that I'm headed for. What's going on in the in between? I am a wild child, Christine. You know it. I got two angels in the background today. How blessed am I? I just can't not see what there is to see. I have this interesting little flame inside of me that says, it's like I've got world FOMO. It's like, we've got to see the world or we might miss something. And I've got until the end, which is going to be the end, whatever my end is. So I don't have to rush. I've had to learn that I don't have to rush, but I do need to take some actions. So your in between is not a problem. If you're in an in between, you're always in an in between. Sometimes we just feel it more than others. You are not a problem to be fixed. Even when you feel like you are, you know, you just want to remember what makes you happy. What makes you joyful? What lights you up? What makes your heart sing? And finding ways to fit more of that into your life. So sometimes the in-between is like the clutter around us. I don't know if I know that spring is the official spring cleaning time, but January comes and I start clearing clutter because I want to clear space for whatever 2026 has for me. I do it at various times in the year, but it happens in January. Do you have a list of goals that are unfinished? Have you started on them? Are they still your goals? Or are you just hanging them around because you're like, well, this was my goal and I didn't do it. Well, you don't have to keep it if it's not your goal anymore. You know, these ups and downs that we experience, learning to ride the waves. And sometimes we think, you know, if I was stronger, if I was more disciplined, but is it true? Or is that just another way to give ourselves a hard time? So the results that you currently have, where you are currently, is a feedback, is an indication of what you've done so far. Then that's not me saying you didn't do your homework. I was so bad when I was a kid. I hated doing my homework. I was usually doing it at like 9 o'clock at night with my mom sitting there going, "You should be in bed." I just wanted to have fun, you know, it's like work, home, work. So the results that you currently have are just feedback for you on how what you've been doing is working or not working the way you want it. It's not a verdict that you're going to stay there forever. They're just evidence, you know, they're evidence. It's like you're an experiment. Well, I didn't do my homework and I didn't do very well on the exam. Well, that's feedback, isn't it? And it can be evidence of where you're just not lining up. Did I care about my marks in school? Not really, obviously, or I would have studied more. I did well enough for what I wanted, you know, how I wanted my life. But you do end up following patterns in your life. And we've learned them. We've learned them over time, right? We have learned that, and this is another, you're not broken. You're not broken. You're not a problem to be fixed. You know, all of this is behaviors to draw your attention to by getting to know yourself. And if they're not working the way you want them to do, the way you want them to, then if you're not getting the results that you desire, you have the opportunity to do something different. So sometimes patterns are taking too much responsibility for stuff, for everyone and everything, and being the fixer of everything. The fixer of everything. I'm putting my hand up. I've got a new mantra, hashtag not my problem. Because usually I would jump in to try and fix things. And now I just remember, oh, wait, that's not my problem to fix. I can say something, but I don't need to fix it for them, right? And you know, people pleasing, trying to keep everybody happy, that's a pattern. We learn that one. That's a key pattern we learn. And if we're always in that phase, speaking of going circling back to resting, when do you get to rest if you've got to make sure at all times that everyone is happy and you're taking care of everything? There's time for an exhale right there, right? You don't have to take responsibility for everything. And it's not really in your best good. And getting used to, this took me a little while to get used to, getting used to being okay that you don't have to make everyone happy all the time. Especially if they're in your inner circle, right? Especially if they're in your inner circle, because they are your safety and security. You know, they're your reason. If you lived in ancient times and the people in your inner circle didn't like you, then that could have been dangerous. I've been reading, and this is an extreme example, I've been reading about how the Salem witch trials unfolded. Oh my goodness. Shocking. Shocking. I mean, I knew some of it, but I didn't know a lot of the details. And it's because I'm doing one of those conqueror challenges, you know, the virtual races. And I'm doing this virtual Salem's witch through Salem. And they along the way, they give you little historical notes of fact. Did you know they put a four-year-old in jail because somebody said that she appeared as a specter? So hysteria happens when people all jump on the bandwagon, and that can be dangerous. In those days, it meant you were going to get hung as a witch, even if they just, it's just because they didn't like you. And if you didn't toe the line. So these days, they're not going to do that to you. If there's a dispute happening in your inner circle, or if you're just say to them, look, I don't want to do this. They're not going to string you up because you can't recite the Lord's Prayer. Like, come on. But it can still feel as dangerous as that, right? It can feel like, oh my goodness, somebody, one of my friends is mad at me because I didn't want to go to her party because I was tired, because I needed to rest, because I needed to take care of myself. Because yes, I am the most important person in my life. That feels super selfish, doesn't it? Except that it's not. And we've pegged selfish as like this negative thing. But I think selfish allows you to be fully charged so that if you went to the party tired, you wouldn't be very much fun. You wouldn't have very much fun. But if you rested and then saw her again, your friend who wanted you to go to something, saw her again in your fully formed, fully energized self, then you could just say, look, I was so tired. I needed to rest. I'm sorry I missed your event. I love you anyway, you know? And, you know, just find a way to say no, the sacred no for yourself. And that is a pattern that takes some practice. That takes some practice, my friend, to use your no. Remember when you were three and you said no to everything, or was it two? Two, three. I mean, I've been doing it for most of my life, according to my mom, but I still learned the people-pleasing pattern somehow. And I've gone back to my younger days to when I said no. And if you could see a pattern in yourself, instead of seeing it as a flaw in yourself, say, oh, that's an outdated lesson. Maybe I will start doing something different now. You're the only person who can change it. You're the only person who can decide to do something different. And you're the only person who can take the step to make it what you want. Now, I see we need another break going on here. So when we come back, we're going to talk about how we can maybe start to shift some of this stuff. Sound good? If you haven't had time to go do your review because you had to go get a drink of tea, now's your perfect time. This is Heather on Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. Come on over sometime and say hi, and we will see you in a minute.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Thriving. I think that is a fabulous intention to thrive. My word of the year is joy, but it has been thrive in the past. And I like to pick a word of the year. It helps focus my directionality. And when I'm feeling that, like, I'm in the middle of the throwing my hands up, what's going on? Why isn't any of this working? What am I doing wrong here? So you got to come back to the anchor of what am I trying to do here? And are the things that I'm doing actually lined up with where I'm trying to go? Are they lined up with what I planned for this year, you know, or month or week or day? I mean, sometimes we can't control it. Sometimes tech goes sideways or, you know, Mercury's in retrograde or something, but we can do a lot to set our direction. We can do a lot. And you don't have to feel lost in the wilderness. You don't have to, you know, run off to India to spend time quietly with yourself. Actually, my 10-day silent retreat, oh my goodness. I'm going to do an episode on spending 10 days in silence. Don't worry. But it's a great way to to unpack the contents of your head, especially if you put a lot of luggage in here, you need time to unpack your luggage. So when you're in that in-between place, sometimes you end up with all these goals. I want this and this, like a giant vision board full of everything you can possibly imagine. It doesn't all have to happen at one time. And you don't need 10 goals. You don't need a 17-step morning routine of I get up, I put my face in ice water, I drink a glass of lemon, I do this, yeah. Those things aren't going to actually help you if they don't really feel right for you and they're not integrated with who you actually are. You know, I've tried them. I've tried those, like, I'm going to do this person's routine and I can usually get it to last about 3 weeks and then something happens and I lose my way and then I forget all about it. They're interesting experiments. I'm not giving myself a hard time. I don't think it's failing. I think it's helping me discover what does work for me. So when you're in that in-between space, the thing that I find works best is finding one anchor goal, one thing that will help you move in the right direction that's going to kind of quietly unlock your progress everywhere else. So when I take people through the alignment activation, we talk about six areas of life, and they're all attached together. They're all integrated because it's all you. You can't pull yourself apart into pieces. But talking about it into six buckets helps kind of our brains. Our brains love compartmentalizing things. So it helps us feel like we're compartmentalizing, even though we're all one person. So we talk about, you know, your physical, your emotional, your relationships, your occupation, your financial, and your spiritual health. You know, we've got all these parts to us. And health means different things to different people. So it's not a one size fits all kind of follow this 10 set process. It is a, what is this process for you? But what's interesting is like altering the direction of one thing cascades, because they're all attached together, makes everything else work better. And they all start to feel a little bit better. So I had a client a long time ago who was having some physical health issues, and she wasn't feeling well. So we were talking about trying to find ways to help her feel better. But going through this, it was an earlier version of the alignment activation because it was a while ago. It keeps evolving. It keeps getting better. So now it's the alignment activation. I can't remember what I called it before, but it was the same thing. Like I said, when you're on the path, you don't need the team to already know the end zone. I started working with what felt right. And I don't even think this is the end zone. I'm just going to keep marching down the field. But right now it feels really good to be carrying this. So we were working through these areas of life. And what we realized was the biggest issue she had wasn't her physical health. It was her work. And it was one of those situations where she really liked what she did. She loved her job. But she was not appreciated. She was not treated well. She didn't really get along with the people that she worked with in the way that would have supported her. And that was causing her to do some things that were making her physically not well, making some choices that weren't the healthiest. So what we did was crazy. I know, she came to me because she's like, I don't feel well. I'm not physically healthy. We started working on her job. She ended up changing jobs, same role, different company where she was supported and valued, and everything else changed. She started taking better care. She started feeling better. She started feeling emotionally better. She had a better community. So that one little tweak, which for some people is a big tweak, you know, changing jobs is a big tweak, but that one thing shifted everything for her. So you don't have to have 100 things on your list of this is how I'm going to change my life. Sometimes it's just one thing that you change that's going to create this domino effect. It's like we need to find the keystone. We need to find the keystone that will create this shift so that everything else just flows easier. I'm going to go back to sleep again. Sleep is so good for creating this shift because your brain works better when it has. Can you imagine going into your office, if your brain was your office, going into your office and there's crap everywhere, files and papers and last year's mail that you didn't bother to open because it was all spam. And, you know, you think of hoarder. You walked into your brain and it was a hoarder. You're like, I can't even think straight. Sleep is when your brain goes, I'm going to get rid of all this stuff. And it sorts through all the junk, cleans it out, makes space for thinking, makes space for better decisions, makes space for clarity. I know I feel like I'm some sleep evangelist. Arianna Huffington, her book on sleep, by the way, you should check it out sometime. Arianna Huffington from the Huffington Post. So if you change one thing for 3 months, that would make everything else easier in your life, what would it be? You don't have to know the answer right off the bat. Some people go, oh, this. I mean, in some ways you do know, but sometimes our thinking brain comes in and goes, this is, you got to think about this. You know, you get this left and right brain talking to each other. But there, what if you just changed one thing? You've got time. Change one thing for 3 months. Try to commit to 3 months. Try. Do or do not. There is no try. I did an episode called that once. I think that was in the Back to Me podcast. Do or do not. Just pick one thing. One thing. Or you could think about, if that's not your jam, if you're like, Heather, I don't have time for this. Where are you overriding your own needs or this intuition that you know you need something different? Where are you overriding that and saying, I'll do that later? Or, I mean, oh, I'm guilty of that right now. Oh my gosh, I just realized. See what happens when you think about these things? I just realized that I was overriding something that I have on my goal list because I thought, I'll do that later. I'll do that later. Calling myself out right here. Stop doing that, Heather. It's time to put on your big girl pants and do what you said you wanted to do. Check. Thank you. Thank you for the check-in. Well, thank you, my friend, for coming and checking in on me and holding me accountable to myself. So then maybe if that doesn't even come to you, what is the smallest, kindest thing that supports not somebody else? Doesn't mean it's a spa day. Doesn't mean it's going to get your nails done. Doesn't mean that you have to take it a whole day off and go somewhere, unless that's what you want to do. But sometimes just something nice for ourselves is, you know, sitting in the morning with your feet up, drinking a cup of tea and looking out the window. That's one of my favorite things to do. Yes, I have my tea all day, every day mug right here. And quiet time in the morning is a fabulous way to start the day. So one thing, and we're not aiming for perfect here, right? I was having this conversation with my husband. I never want to be perfect because that implies there's nothing left. So we're not aiming for perfect. We are running experiments. Small tests give you faster feedback, and then you can refine. So small tests, you know, it's one small thing for yourself, one thing you can change, you'll get the feedback faster, and then you can refine them. And 3 months might seem long. I said something to someone the other day where I said they had to wait, you know, 2 weeks, and she said it was too long. I was like, too long for what? You know, again, what's the hurry? But I understand when you're uncomfortable, you want to get out of it. Can you be comfortable just for a little while being uncomfortable to figure out what the feedback is in that discomfort so that you can decide how best to move forward? If we just run out of discomfort, sometimes we run in the wrong direction. You know, if you're being chased through the woods by a bear, you're not really paying attention to the path, but then you're lost and you can't figure out how to get back. Instead, ask the bear, hold on, buddy, just give me 1 second so I can decide what direction to go. You wouldn't believe the stuff that goes inside this head. But we are really, we're just running experiments. We just want enough feedback so we can see if we're going in the right direction, right? And then we can shift direction. The path is never straight. We're on this fabulous twisty, turny path where we get to stop and look at the sights along the way. We're going to go for one more break. Phew. Phew, I feel like I just started talking, but we're going to go for one more break. It'll be a quickie. Stay tuned. Come back. I'm Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth, and we're on the Inspired Choices Network. See you in a minute.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life. From career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
All right. So we've been talking about the messy in between where you feel like everything's gone to the crapper and nothing is working right, or you just feel like something's not quite right. It doesn't have to be like so overwhelming. Yes, Heather, I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. And I really want you to take this invitation seriously. Go to my website, heatherstewart.coach. Click, there's a button there that says chat with me or contact me or something like that. It's all over the website. And just come and spend an hour with me because I would love to help you figure out what's your next best step? You know, you don't need to feel like your life is falling apart. You know, you don't have to feel like you're the problem because you're not. You're not a bad person because you want more out of your life. Hell, we're all here to want more from our life. And you can change your life. You don't have to go, is this all there is? I guess I'm stuck with this. No, 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 no. That's my sacred no. And if you ask for help, that is a hard thing. That's a hard thing for a lot of us, asking for help. But let me tell you, when you do, I was having a conversation with my friend just yesterday. She is one of the most giving people that I know. She will do anything for you. But to ask for help is so hard for her. So hard. And I've been encouraging her because she has asked me to do something for her. And I'm like, of course I will. Absolutely I will. And she's like, oh, but you know, if you're too big, I'm like, oh my goodness, don't even go there. You are not a bad person. It's not shameful to ask for help. It doesn't mean you're weak and it's not inconveniencing people. Think about you. This is what I said to her. If I asked you to help me, what would you say? And she said, well, of course she would say yes. I'm like, then why won't you let me help you in that same way? Right? So we're so busy trying not to inconvenience people that we forget that it's okay and it doesn't make you weak to ask for help. It allows people to help you in the way that you help them. So remember, all of these thoughts that go through your head about how things aren't working and that you're not good enough, that doesn't mean you're broken. That's just like this edge, you're crossing this edge of who you've been to, who you're going to become. And your nervous system might be going, oh, this isn't right, I'm unstable. Psh, tell it, do some breath work or something. It can calm down. And I teach breath work as well, by the way. If you need some breath work, come on, hit me up. Let's talk. On my website, there's a free meditation, actually, that I did a while back for people to listen to when they're just having a day. It's just a relaxation meditation. You can take three breaths, even three breaths, not up here into your lungs, down into your belly, is going to calm you down, right? You can do a little check-in. You can say, I just need a moment, instead of trying to deal with everything. Sometimes I do that with my husband. He starts asking me lots of questions. I'm like, can you just give me a minute to like breathe for a second? So this is what I want you to do. I want you to maybe write this down. I am in the passage between blank and blank. Maybe it's the woman who said yes to everything to the woman who takes naps, you know, or choose one anchor goal for maybe 4 weeks, 8 weeks, and just do one thing. One thing. Commit to one thing for yourself. Specific, something specific and meaningful that will help you move in that direction. And you can find one safe person to talk to about this. If you don't have a safe person, I'm a safe person. I'm always amazed how much people can get out of just sharing their thoughts with someone. You know, someone who is just going to be there just to hold space for them. I love holding space for people. That's what I do. So, my friend, you are not stuck. You're just in the in-between. We're in the middle of the month. You're in the middle of the before, in the middle of the after. You're in the middle of your space. And we're just surfing. We're just surfing along. So, till I see you next time, next week. Tune in next week for, I can't remember what next week is, but it's okay. It's all good. It'll be something fabulous. I want you to think about this. I want you to think about, where are you right now in your life? What are you not loving? What are you daydreaming about being different? And I'm not talking win the lottery. That's a different daydream. Oh, that's, thanks, Christine. Next week is knowing versus living. So knowing versus knowing. I couldn't put knowing versus knowing, but knowing it versus knowing it. So tune in next week for whatever that is that I just said to you. We are going to unpack intellectual knowing versus embodied knowing is what it's going to be about. So we're going to, and I want you to think about your one anchor goal until next week. And you don't have to do it alone. It doesn't have to be me. If you've got someone who is your mentor, your support team, non-judge, someone who's not going to, you know, judge you for asking for this help, or just hold space without trying to alter. This is what's key about this. Holding space for you without having to alter what it is that you desire. Because you don't have to explain what you want from your life to anybody else. You don't have to explain why. You just have to feel like it's the right way for you. And then take a big breath. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choiceness Network. We have just been talking about the in-between and why the in-between place isn't broken. It's not a mistake. It's a passage. My friend, take very good care of yourself, okay? I will see you again next week. Hugs and kisses. Love all around. Keep enjoying your January. See you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.